producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Chris, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Chris.
I love you.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to call you for a long time. I listened to you all that time. But I have a strained relationship with my 31-year-old married daughter who lives 2 hours away. And I call her just to keep in touch. You know, I try not to do it too much, so once a week or once every other week.
Okay.
And then it's like always a one-way conversation. She never asks any questions. She'll quietly answer whatever I ask. She never seems happy to talk to me. And any plans we make is initiated by me, you know, or if I bring one of her little son, she'll meet me in the middle, and then I'll bring him to my house for the weekend or a week in the summer.
Chris, back me up a little bit. What was your relationship like with her, let's say, when she was, say, 18 or 19? And those are not easy years, but is this a newly difficult relationship, or has it always been difficult?
It's always been straight. She was perfect and wonderful when we were part of a happy family, and then when we got divorced, she was about 12. And
well, I mean,
she lived with her dad.
Certainly, that's an issue. But you're also wise enough to understand, because you're a daughter as well, that 12 and up, 12 to about 35 or 40, are not easy years between mothers and daughters ever. So, do I think divorce can exacerbate it? Sure. Do I think that if you hadn't been divorced, would the two of you have a difficult relationship? Quite possible. Just because she's really trying to sort out an identity, and as you know, especially from about the earliest we ever achieve, I think, adulthood is in our late 20s, if we're really lucky and relatively precocious. But the idea that somehow people instantly turn into adults at 18 is ridiculous. It's not true. But the idea being that that somehow all the things that we don't like in our life we're gonna attribute to our parents. It was their fault. I was a dysfunctional family. And so those years from about 25 to at least 35 are quite often not easy between parent and children in general, but certainly between mothers and daughters. But tell me what specifically the question is here.
What can I do with my daughter who lives 2 hours away and initiates no communication or relationship between us?
Okay, what if you said to your daughter, I love you dearly. I know I drive you nuts sometimes, and I really want us to have a good relationship. I'd really like us to have, I'd like us to be friends as much as it's possible for mother and daughter to do that. What can I do that will convince you to get in touch with me every once in a while and ask how I'm doing? And I think it's probably going to be that blatant. But if you're asking me,
I said something similar, like, what can I do so we can have a better relationship?
And what'd she say?
She go, that'll never happen.
And what did you then say?
I think I started crying or something.
Well, but
that
Chris,
was probably 5 or 6 years ago,
but
so I didn't try
it. So go back and revisit it, but instead of crying, say, tell me, you know, why is that so? Don't give up quite so easily. Clearly she's mad at you. And do I think it may have to do with the divorce? Maybe. But maybe it's time for the two of you to sort that out. I mean, it's been, what, 19 years. You've been her mother and divorced for longer than you were her mother and married. So deal with her about it. Instead of just letting her make you wither and die, which is too much power to give a kid, even at 31.
Well, there's never even a good time. She'll never try to be alone with me. She always has
But Chris, listen, whining about it won't do any good.
Okay.
Sort of saying to your daughter, listen, I want to have a better relationship with you. If it's email, and, you know, for a lot of people, you know, I'm not particularly a fan of email on a lot of different bases. But email is terrific, and the reason I don't like it is the reason why it really works well in this kind of context,
mm-hmm.
is it's at arm's length. So sending your daughter an email that said, you know, today I was making buttercream frosting, and I remembered the time that you made your teacher one and put the blue food coloring in it, and I just thought, you know, how far, you know, how what an adorable child you were.
Mm.
Love mom. You're not asking anything from her. You're not trying to make her feel guilty. You're just telling her you're thinking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assume she has a computer. I assume you have a computer. And if you don't, maybe that's something to ask Santa Claus about.
Yeah.
But emails can sometimes, because they're at arm's length and because they're private, can sometimes give people a way of responding because it doesn't really require an instant response. I'd try it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And but remind yourself that you're not trying to make her feel guilty. You're not trying to do anything but just establish a little bit more of a bridge with one another.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, give it a try.
Oh, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Yeah, the point being that if you're trying to repair something, that's not the time to negotiate. That's not the time to say, well, you know, what are you willing to offer me? When you're trying to repair something, what you say is, here's a gift. And not really expect much in return, which means when you're offering, you have to make sure that you can do it for, you can maintain it for a while. You can be consistent. Not, it's a one-shot deal. Well, okay, you know, I said I was sorry. Now what happens? Because, I mean, you know, when you're trying to repair something, it's not the time to try and see how much weight it can tolerate, right? If you're trying to repair it, you gotta go slowly. You gotta make sure everything's in place. You gotta build it, all right? And it can sometimes be unilateral, but that's, you know, look, that's the way it is sometimes. 855-99-37569. Peg, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy Brown. So this is my question, and it's sort of a legal question, but I'm really more interested in the diverse issues around it. So the situation is I'm in my late 50s. My boyfriend is 66.
Okay.
And we live together. We have a 10-year relationship. And it's my house. And he pays me, you know, $500-$700 a month.
Okay.
I will have it paid off when I retire. He does a lot of work around here and maintains it, and I don't pay anybody to do anything. He fixes everything, and he's an electrician and so forth. So I want to make sure that if I were to predecease him, that he could stay in. I would leave my house to my two children,
mm-hmm.
but I would like him to be free to stay in it as long as he was able and mm-hmm. wanted to.
Okay.
So I've learned there's a lot of legal document you attach it to your deed.
Yep.
But I'm wondering, what about the finances? What makes sense financially? Who should pay the taxes? Who should pay the, let's say, if it needs a roof? Should I leave a fund for that?
Well, that if you can do that, that would be great, because that means that nobody really has to worry about it. You've really taken the worry out of it. Because it sounds to me what you're trying to do, let's sort of just figure out what your goals are and then move backward from your goals.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me what you're trying to do is acknowledge the fact that he has sweat equity in the house,
mm-hmm.
that the two of you are a partnership. I mean, would you think about marrying him or not?
I know that's
a very difficult question
here,
to answer.
Yeah.
Whoa, that one. Because, I mean, one of the possibilities, if you marry him, then what would happen was that you would amend him to the deed, so both of you would own the house, or that he would, I suppose you could put it in the will, whatever. And you may be able to do it in the will anyway. If he inherits the house for as long as he lives, at which point the house reverts to your children. So presumably, in terms of the upkeep of the house, I mean, in theory, since he's living there, if we looked at it as he didn't own it, but essentially he was a tenant, then he would pay rent. That's in heavy italics, which obviously isn't what your intent is. But what are the taxes, for example, on the house? Do you know? I mean, you can't
like
predict going forward. But
right.
They're, no, but, I mean, let's just estimate what they are now.
Yeah, like 1,200 maybe. I mean, 1,200. No, wait. About it's like over 2,000 a year.
Okay, 2,000 a year. Well, 2,000
yeah.
a year. Let's make it 2,400 a year, which makes it $200 a month.
$200 a month.
So
yeah.
$200 a month plus. I mean, is certainly if you rented your house to somebody, presumably you would rent it for, I don't know, let's say maybe $1,000 a month. Could
sure.
you get $1,000
yep.
for?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So, all right, let me hang on for a minute, and let's look at both the finances and the emotion behind it and see where we can find a nice kind of middle ground, because it sounds like a lovely problem. It really does. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. We're talking with Peg, who's got really a wonderful problem. She has a dude that she's living with. They've been together 10 years. It's her house. And she's decided that she wants to make provisions so that if she should predecease him, that he gets to stay in the house and for as long as he wants, and then the house will revert to her two children. And the question is, which is not a difficult thing to do, the question is, who pays for the expenses? Number one, the taxes, and number two, any repairs that need to be made. So we're just going through the kind of economics of it and saying, well, look, if she were renting the house, if he, for example, had to rent a house, if the two of you were not together, and he was going to rent that house. Now, he might not get something as lovely as your house, but so somewhere between, you know, let's say $700 and $1,000 a month. So, and basically if you're paying the taxes on it, it would be $200 a month. So that's still a really good deal in terms of him paying the taxes on it. So, and this is certainly something you could talk with him about. In terms of repairs, it sounds like he does a lot of the repairs, although as he gets older, whether he can do them or not remains to be seen. But one of the possibilities, as you say, is to leave some, you know, some funds to cover the cost of any repairs, that would specifically, you know, because your kids would inherit the house anyway, and the better so you could look at it in any way that he could pay half the cost of the repairs, the kids could pay the other half, you could leave a fund for it. But the bottom line being, if he's not paying any rent and the taxes on it are only a couple hundred dollars a month, presumably he would, if it was his house, he would still, any way you look at it, if he was paying rent someplace else, he'd be doing more than $200 a month. If it was his house, he'd be paying the same taxes on it. So I don't think there's any problem about having him pay a modest amount to keep the house up, in terms of the tax liability. In terms of repairs, I'd talk with him about it. I'd probably talk with him about both of these issues, about how he feels about it.
And my concern is more that the kids will be like, whoa, how long is he going to be around? You know, like, what if it's 10 years? You know, feel like he's entitled to stay 10 years.
Honey, it's your house. It's your money.
Yeah.
It's and I think, you know, you want to explain to the kids what I would talk with him first.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea being, it's certainly not an unusual thing to do where in their second marriages, whatever, where whomever the partner is gets the house for as long as they live, and then the house will revert to whomever, the children from the first marriage, quite often, is what it turns out to be.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is not an unusual circumstance, and hopefully you've raised charming children who are not greedy. And if you haven't, well, whose fault is that, Peg? So, but I would talk with him. Yeah, I would talk with him first about it.
So, do you think it would make sense? Well, so would it make sense for him to pay for sure the taxes and just the day to day upkeep? But then, should there be a rent payment on top of it?
Not necessarily,
no.
Because basically, no. If it's rent, then the kids would own the house, and basically, essentially. And you're right, it is a legal question. Essentially, he owns the house. I think it's called joint tenantship with rights of survival or something like that. And lawyer can help you with this. It's a very common issue. So that he essentially owns the house until he dies. And then the kids, then it reverts to the kids.
Okay.
And it may have to do with the trust. I've seen it a lot of times, and I think there are different ways of doing with it. And that's why I said, if you were married, then it would automatically go to him, and then as part of the will, that it would revert to your children. But you can do that, I think, through a trust, and you can do it through a codicil to your will, and you can probably do it through the mortgage and the bank. And
a lawyer told me last night that you would do a life estate. On your deed is essentially how you,
okay.
You can't
okay.
do it through your
Yeah, I mean, it's such a common issue that, you know, that there's, and I think, it's a wonderful situation in that mm-hmm. there's actually enough money that you don't have to, I mean, hopefully your kids are not starving. And you can, what you can do, I mean, I suppose in theory, if you wanted to, you could pay the taxes on it, and he would pay the equivalent to the kids. I mean, there are all sorts of ways to do it. Do you have the sense that your kids, I mean, he's older than you are to begin with.
Right. It's unlikely that it'll even.
Yeah, it is unlikely. Mm-hmm. I mean, although who knows? You know, we could.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict these things. But it would seem to be the easiest way of doing it. And one of the things you could do with respect to the children, if there's enough money in your estate, that well, the house may be the primary basis of your estate of their inheritance. If there is money. What you could do is at the event of your death, if you predecease him, to give a lump sum deed to the kids that would basically serve as whatever the rent would be on the house for, you know, the foreseeable future, so that you didn't have to feel, or they didn't have to feel, that somehow he was taking money out of their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then revert to them at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, the joint tenancy might make sense.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of ways of doing it, and I would talk with him about what he feels comfortable with the financial obligations being, but I would do something about it, because it's not unusual. I know of at least 5 or 6 cases where people were cohabiting, and something happened, and one of them ended up being homeless at an advanced age, and that's really nasty.
Right.
So you don't want that to happen, which obviously you don't.
But no.
So talk with a lawyer about, you know, what your options are, and whether or not you want to leave a pile of money either for the kids in lieu of the instantaneous sent being deeded the property, or that he paid rent to them, or that he paid some, you know, that he paid some amount of money into a pool in for major repairs, which then they could take over. I mean, there are lots of different ways to do it.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, terrific. I mean, it's all positive. And he may feel more comfortable. I mean, the other question to ask him is, does he want the house? Because it may be, the other way of doing it is that you give him, that you leave the house, let's say you leave half, that you give him, let's say, a quarter of, well, you gave him a third of the value of the house, and you gave each of your kids the other third of the value of the house, which means that they could either buy him out, he could buy them out, or when it's sold, he could have that money and then go buy someplace else. Because you don't know how he's going to feel. Let's on the hypothetical situation that you predeceased him, that he would want to stay in that house.
So he does.
He does. Okay, well, if he knows that, then, I mean, probably the easiest thing to do is leave him the house until the event of his death. Does he have children?
He does.
Okay, but you want the house to go to his kids, and either tell your kids that, or that he would pay them a monthly rent, or that he would pay the taxes, or that you would leave a fund of money for repairs to the house. I mean, there are lots of different ways of doing it, and it sounds like, you know, all of it's positive, because there's the resource around to do it, and you can leave them a bulk, you know, a set amount of money at the at your demise to compensate for the fact that they don't get the house for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But in theory, the house would go up in value, so they would eventually be fine. Besides, we don't want to raise greedy children. My plan is to have my last $25 getting a manicure, so people say, gosh, your nails look great. Not completely true, but, you know, leaving a lot of money to your kids is probably not the world's best idea. Alrighty, Peg, thanks for your call.
No.
Alrighty. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we've been getting... We said of Bliss Jean, you know, I just had a gut feeling. I'll tell you what we were going to talk about because we put it up on Facebook, and Shane and I had talked about it before, you know, when we do our pre-show prep, was with the Ebola thing of asking people, all right, you know, what would you do if you knew the world was going to come to an end in, you know, a couple months? And I think it's a very useful topic. I think it's very worthwhile. But I also thought then with the shootings in Canada, it just was not the thing to do today.
Yeah, yeah.
And my stomach just went, no. And so it was really important to me. I mean, look, as I said, I spend my whole, the whole, my mission statement, folks, is to make your life better, to make you happier, to sort of see if I can't help you solve problems. I mean, that's what it says in both big and small print. And all, my gut thought, you know, we had the program all ready to go, and I said, I'm not doing this. And just sort of literally switch gears in the middle, which is sort of not exactly what I think you're supposed to do in this business. But, I mean, it just didn't fit. And I could certainly rationalize it and say, well, you know, it was a little, it was different, and we talked about it ahead of time. It didn't feel right to me. So, and I got an email from Keith, who is my program director at CKLW, and he said, we're going to preempt you. And I said, look, is there anything I can do to help? And what he said, first of all, our information was exactly right, which is a comfort, which is that there were three gunmen. We said two or three, and only one person was shot. But his statement at the end of it was heartbreaking. He said, this isn't supposed to happen in Canada. And he's right. I mean, that, you know, we're, and as Americans, we're sort of very used to it. And we got, so Shane put up an email that said, you know, share your, you know, your positive stories, which isn't, you don't have to share a positive story. It was just, you know, you can talk about anything you want to. But I just decided to shift from what I was going to sort of have you focus on. And Shane, you said you got a couple of emails about that.
Yeah, well, a couple comments. Bruce right away chimed in and said, flying out to see our newest grandson in San Diego. And I said, yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, that's exactly great.
What we want to hear. And I said, congrats, Bruce, that's fantastic. And he came back and he said, I just have to say that listening to you this morning, I was so impressed based on that, with the world and events unfolding, that you shift gears on intended content to make it a lighter show. One of the reasons you are awesome, Dr. Joy. And I couldn't agree more. Thank you.
It just felt... You know, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, I don't want to do this, you know, and, you know, that isn't what I wanted to share with you today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, bless your heart. And look, I know that a lot of you listen online, and I think a lot of you, are going to do podcasts, and look, you know, it's heartbreaking. And Keith's comment of this isn't supposed to happen in Canada. It's not supposed to happen any place, but we've kind of gotten used to, unfortunately, the fact is we've, in the United States, we've gotten used to thinking, okay, well, it's the shooting of the week, the shooting du jour. Maybe we shouldn't get used to it. All right. 855-99-37569. Alicia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
I'm going to help you.
Yeah, I have a question. My son is almost 17. I'm a single mom, been divorced for about 2 years now, and have recently been kind of granted sole custody because the father of my son moved about 8-10 hours away because he got married. So I'm finding myself, I don't want to use the word stuck, but I guess I need some advice on if I want to go on a date, how do I break the news to my almost 17-year-old? I know it sounds kind of, I don't know what the word is, but I don't want to keep it a secret, but I know that you stated a lot of time in your advice that you don't want kids to deal with their, you know, their sexuality with when we're dealing with ours. And
fair enough.
I'd like to find a way to be able to say, be honest and say, I'm going to go to a movie with this gentleman, but I don't, he's been through so much and yet I don't want to wait and not live my life.
No, okay. I mean, all right. Good for you for being really sensitive to this, and I really applaud you for it, because I think it's not the easiest, and it's a little awkward. I mean, you know, we're.
Yeah.
I can remember at one point. Yeah, I can remember my daughter sitting on the end of my bed at one point and saying, "So when are you going to be home from your date?" There is something fundamentally weird about this. Well, all right. So let me help you distinguish. First of all, he's 17, not 7, and that's a very good thing.
Okay.
I don't know. Does he have a good relationship with his father?
He does. He has a great relationship.
Great. Okay. He's what, a junior in high school right now?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, one of your options, which I don't think is very realistic or even very important, is to wait for a year for him to be out of the house. Does he date at all?
Oh, yeah. He's had a serious girlfriend for the last year. So.
Great. Okay, well, that should help a little bit. All right, when I say I don't think your children should have to deal with your sexuality at the same time they're dealing with their own, what I mean is I would not be very happy with you bringing a date home to spend the night at this moment.
Absolutely.
Even though,
no,
okay.
No.
All right, so we both agree with that. All right, but I think saying, listen, I'm. Are you seeing anybody at this moment, or are you just beginning to date?
Well, it's off and on. It's just a couple of men have just come into my life kind of all at once, and they're wanting to take me out.
All right, let me give you... Fair enough. Let me float something past you and see how you feel about it, and then we'll decide what to say to your kid about it.
Okay.
What if you viewed these dudes as kind of, you know, friends with potential benefits down the road? You know, in other words,
okay.
Instead of viewing... And not only might that help your explanation to your son, but it might help your explanation to yourself of, you know, that I'm not looking for a mate at this moment. I'm not looking to breed. I'm not looking to get married. I'm just, you know, you're what, probably in your, like, early 40s, maybe, late 30s. You know, I'm just looking to kind of have some male companionship. Presumably you also go out with female friends sometimes, yes?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So I would not sort of try and finesse it by saying I'm going with one of my, you know, my girlfriends, because he's going to say, boy or girl, who is it going to be? But say, you know what, John asked me to go to a movie tonight. What do you think about Gone Girl Gone? I mean, is that something you think I should see or not? In other words, if you make it sort of casual as opposed to, oh my God, okay, I have a date and I think he has got testosterone. I think he might. And he might even want a good night kiss. I mean, I don't think you have to do that. I think what you can do is not only especially in your own mind, to think of him, to think of a date as just being, you know, some dude is going to take me to the movies or whatever. Would I involve your kid in? Would I double date? I wouldn't double date with your kid. First of all, I'm not sure I'd double date ever with a kid. My stomach just went lurch.
No.
Yeah. But certainly but until this was going to be a keeper, which means 6 to 9 months before you know that about anybody. But and I wouldn't invite him along on the date at this moment. I think he'd probably feel uncomfortable any more than he'd want you to come along on a date. Yes, but I think I'd be honest with him. But what I would think, the way I would be honest about it is thinking about it in my own head as, you know, this is a male friend that I'm going to a movie with, or a male friend that I'm going out for dinner with. He's a friend. He just happens to be male.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I will do.
Yeah, and if you want to, you know, if the sleepovers, is your son sexually active? Do you know?
They say they're not.
Okay, so he doesn't...
I'm believing that they're not at this point.
Okay, well, and that's certainly a reason for, I mean, if you haven't had, at some point, you need to have a conversation with your son about making sure that at some point, if he decides to become sexually active, and you're certainly not encouraging it at all, but if at some point he decides that this is something the two of them want to do, that he has to make sure that he uses a condom to protect both of them.
We've been down that road many times to have that discussion, and
Fine, because sometimes, especially moms, assume that the dads will have it with the sons, and I think that's irresponsible. I think you need to make sure that your son, for two reasons. First of all, to make sure he gets the information, and second of all, to have it from the female perspective of, if you're old enough to be sexual, you're old enough to be sexually responsible, which means nobody gets pregnant, nobody gets sick. The heartbreak, unfortunately, there's no safety net for that. But
no.
And I think with respect to dating, you know, it sounds like you're got a couple of guys, and I think that's fine, and I would just be casual about it, and I would include it as part of a larger, you know, what do you think about this movie, or we're thinking about this restaurant, if it's any good, maybe, you know, I'll let you know, and I'd be fairly casual about it, and I think he'll be fairly casual about it, and no sleepovers at this moment, and if you're going to do sleepovers, you have to do it on a time where it's not going to, it's not going to be obvious to him, but it sounds like you're premature for that, and call me when we get closer and we'll help you with it. Fair enough?
Thank you so very much. Yes. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Aaron, you'll be next, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. You know what, if I ever rattle that off too quickly, like, or you forget it, it is 855-99-DR-JOY, but you can always go to drjoy.com, just drjoy.com, and it's prominently displayed there, okay? Aaron, you are on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, how may I help you?
Well, I've been lately been feeling kind of lonely and defeated lately. Just because part of it is I deal with a condition called Asperger's syndrome or whatever is because I have trouble with school cues and everything like that. Because
wait a minute, Aaron, why are you feeling lonely?
Well, defeated. It's just I'm having a hard time socially in real life.
Okay. How old are you?
18 right now.
Okay. Well, that's a tough age, Aaron. I'm sure other people have told you that. But tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you have you graduated high school?
Not as far as I'll be graduating about next year. So.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm currently in the school for job training at the moment.
Good. Okay. So is school good for you or not good for you?
Well, it's going okay, but then with dealing with others and things, it's not going very easy. I've been trying to take people's advice to kind of so I could deal with my social interaction and everything like that, but it's just been going back and forth.
Give me an example. Are we talking about dating? Are we talking about friends? What are we talking about?
Well, it's kind of the friends based a little bit.
Okay.
I do have friends all that. Other times I've been, you know, certain times I struggle with that just because of my issue and everything, just because certain times I may not pick up social skills, whatever, you know, et cetera, depending on the situation.
So. Wait a minute, Aaron, don't do the et cetera, et cetera. Be specific. All right. So what, tell me why you're feeling particularly unhappy. Are your parents together?
Oh yeah, it's just I'm struggling socially in real life. Like
okay, I got it. Are you in any clubs or anything of that sort?
Not as far as the moment because the area where I'm at, the area I come from, they're not really too many good options. So,
well, but there are clubs at school, aren't there? There's probably the newspaper and the yearbook and the debate club and band and the science club and the math club, right?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of sort of aware of that stuff, but I mean, to be honest with you, I'm more of a techie kind of guy, to be honest with you. I know it may seem weird, but I'm more of a techie kind of guy, to be honest.
Well, I mean, look, there are a lot of techie guys around.
I've been doing that for years.
Well, but Aaron, look, my dear, I hear that technology is where you feel the safest and the most comfortable, but conversely, there's not going to be much social interaction. I mean, you can play Dungeons and Dragons to your fingers fall off, but that's still not going to be the same as being around people. So even though your comfort level is online, you're going to have to get out there and be around people a little bit to develop some of the social skills so you don't feel so lonely. What about volunteer activities? Do you do any of that?
Sometimes I've done certain stuff in the past, but that was mostly for when I was back at my other school. So, like, for instance, I participated for SBA class back at my other school, which they have an AV crew down at the school. So,
okay. What's the group that you feel most comfortable with?
Well, in terms of the group, it usually varies. Cause, like, to be honest with you, like most people, I'm usually able to talk to people just fine from like a monitor, but then when I'm like, in poker, but then it becomes a hassle just because I have all the pressure of having to deal with my faults.
Well, what do you think? Give me one of the things that you think is one of your faults.
Well, one of them is certain times I don't pick up on social cues.
Okay. I got it. Yeah, I got it. All right, I'll tell you what. How about, what would you think about going to, see if you could find some senior housing in your area and teaching seniors how to use the computer? Would that be appealing to you?
Oh, I'd have to see it because, I mean, as I said, I'm not really in a good area, so.
Well, what is a good area mean? Where do you live?
Well, I'm kind of within a small area, so.
Well, but I bet you. I hear that you're not in a big city, but do you have access to? I mean, can you ride? Is there senior housing close enough to ride a bicycle to or not?
I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you what, Aaron, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Because I hear what you're saying. I hear that you need some help with social skills, but you get panicky and you feel a lot of pressure when you're around a lot of people. So what I want us to do is, rather than start on friendships, which is a little complicated, what I want you to do is be in a situation where you feel really comfortable with your skill level. And that's clearly you're good at computers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to do some research, and you've got the internet there, and see if you can find some senior housing, see if you can find a halfway house, see if you can find a homeless shelter, any place, all right? And call them up and tell them that you want to teach people to be computer savvy. You're going to teach them how to use the computer, because it's an area that you feel really strong and really comfortable and really competent about, and they're going to be grateful to have you. They're going to be thrilled to have you. All right, and before you do that, I want you to call me back, and we'll talk about how to get it started and things of that sort. But the clue herein is to take something that you already feel strong and good about and take it to an area where you're going to feel in charge. It's what I call having a safe place to stand. Then, and your safety zone, your comfort zone, is your technological skills. So what we're going to do is we're going to take that and we're going to translate that into an area where you're going to help people, and they are going to be so grateful for you to help them that you're going to feel more confident. And then we can move you into to areas where you're dealing with people that are more your peers. But we can take that level of confidence that you've achieved and move it into another area. But that's where we're going to start. So I want you to do the homework about seeing where there's a population that could benefit from your great skill in technology. All right? It can also be, I mean, it can be a woman shelter if you want. It can be a vet, you know, a vet hospital, a veterans hospital. It can be senior housing. Just seemed to me the most obvious, because there are people who have a lot of time and are quite often do very well when you can introduce the internet to them and email and things like that and smartphones. So you're gonna be the teacher. You're gonna be the guru. You're gonna be the one that everybody's gonna turn to for information. And from that, we're gonna take that confidence that you have and we're gonna move it into other areas. But that's the place to start. So we need you to find a place that's accessible, and it can be, do you drive a car or not?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it has to be something either close enough to walk to, or a bus, or a bicycle. All right, so public transportation, or, I mean, your folks may be willing to help you out on it, but let's see if we can make you self-sufficient as much as possible. So I want you to go do the research, and I want you to call me back, all right? And you can call me back as quickly as you get the research done. Fair enough? Good. Robin, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.